Hello, welcome to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and guess what? You're on 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. My topic tonight, I love it. Thank you, chatters. The chat room is alive and well tonight. I appreciate that. My topic tonight is creating a natural flow in your life. Not that difficult, but sometimes I believe we get, you could say, confused. We get caught up in our daily lives and we forget about who we want to be, who we'd like to be. And therefore, it's just kind of like remembering what you would like to be and how would you like to be, despite, you could say, the craziness of your world or the world around you, whether you have a family or not. Let's say you're single and maybe you have crazy times being single, but eventually you still have to come home to you. And this is what I'm talking about, is creating that natural flow in your life. And it's about, you could say, trusting. It's about trusting you. It's about trusting who you would like to be here. It's about trusting your mind. That your mind, you could say, trusting your mind so that the trust of source, you could say, of God itself, that you could say created all of us, created this beautiful universe of ours, trusting who in your mind that you trust, that is the source of creation in your mind, is the source of all of us. So you could say it's about trust. It's trusting who you are, and it's trusting where you came from, how you were created. Of course, we know how you were created. When life is created in this earthly plane, it's done, you could say, in the physical level. But you could say as you evolve as an individual, as you give, as you at birth, and let's say it's 20 years later, or let's say it's 30 years later from your place of birth, from that point of birth. It's also about you knowing that you're part of this creation, that you're part of source, that you can trust you because you trust creation, therefore you trust source, where you came from. And you can say all great ideas can come from this. And by you creating this trust within your own mind and creating the trust of creation itself, this allows all things. This allows you to trust all things. This allows you to embrace all things and transcends all things. And what I mean by transcend, change your mind. Maybe you're having a bad day. And sometimes it's as simple as changing your mind because that can change your state. And so by you trusting your mind and by you trusting where the source that you came from, creation, and allowing this trust to go in all parts of your life, and changes start happening. When you start trusting, changes occurs very quickly. And this is like creating, my title is creating a natural flow in your life. You could say this is a natural way of being. I believe it's a natural way of being. And being out of the flow is, you could say, is represented by feelings of frustration, anxiety, stressful thoughts. You're angry at your spouse, your children, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, whatever. And that's, you could say, being out of the flow would be frustration, anxiety, anger, disgust. So get yourself back into that trusting state that you can trust your own mind and therefore you can trust where you came from. Therefore, you can change your state immediately. You don't have to walk around being grumpy all day. You can change that grumpiness into a state of love. And that's creating a natural flow in your life right there. By you just change your state from being grumpy, miserable, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you just changed it to something. You change that negative to a positive, therefore your world turns positive. You're creating a natural flow in your life by doing this. By every time you feel different. Different. What I mean by different, you're not in a loving, pleasant space, a joyful space. You can easily come back to this and know that inside of your mind, of your conscious state, that you can trust who you are. And when you trust who you are, beautiful things can happen. And beautiful things are always happening. Miracles are always happening. And you might go, well, why can't miracles happen to me? Well, maybe they happen to you all the time and you're just not aware of them. You're just not realizing that they are materializing in front of you. You take it as, it was okay, whatever. And by, you know, another way of creating a natural flow is allowing your consciousness to unravel. And what I mean by unravel is let go of those frustrations, fears, thoughts that bring you down, thoughts that what you're saying doesn't allow you to trust your thoughts or trust your decisions. You could say trust your thoughts maybe, but when it comes to making a decision, are you going to question, am I making the right decision? And by you allowing your consciousness to unravel, to unload, to feel better, to be more in a positive state, you could say this is an awakening process that you're allowing to happen. You're allowing this awakening within to occur. And this is one of the many ways of creating that natural flow about your life. So no matter what's happening outside of you, you look at the world as there's problems, but I know they can be solved. I know they can be resolved. They can be resolved. I know that all is well. And by you having thoughts like that, you're starting to create that natural flow. Despite, let's say, a family member calling you up and cussing you out because you said something to your aunt so-and-so and so forth and so on, well, that's too bad. You're not going to let them affect your natural way of being, your natural flow of life. But if you do, you can easily get back to that. Just go inside and say, well, they were wrong. I spoke my opinion, I spoke my piece, and therefore it's out there, and they were wrong, but I can still love them, I can still like them, I don't have to despise them for disagreeing with me. And that's the thing, when you're creating that natural flow in your life, no matter what comes at you, you're not gonna be bothered by them, but by other people around you, by the world, how it is today, by, life and death situations. They occur every day. And so in this awakening process, when you start unraveling your conscious state, you say you're being in the flow. Being in this flow is a very purifying experience. So you're actually starting to purify your thoughts. I don't mean you're going to become a virgin overnight. I don't mean that pure, but I'm talking about just general thoughts and how you think of the world and how you think of you and how you think of you in the place with the world amongst all the people that you know in the world and the strangers in the world. This is a purifying experience. It's letting go of all the thoughts and feelings that stop you from achieving your life's intentions. Letting go of these thoughts and feelings that stop you from achieving your life's intentions. And I'm sure all of you out there, or most of you, have some great intentions you'd like to resolve, or to start, or to change your life completely. One can do this. It's not that difficult. The only thing that makes it difficult is me for myself, or you for yourself for that matter. And this, you know, these intentions, you could say these thoughts and feelings that stop you from achieving your intention, field of being, every atom of your body. So you're giving the message to your body that you're disrespecting your body because you're disrespecting your conscious state, or you're saying that I'm worthless, or I can't achieve this, or people don't like me. Well, if they don't like you, do something that they like and maybe they'll start liking you. And this is about cultivating love and respect for yourself at the same time. When you start evolving and awakening this process where you create that natural flow, you're creating this natural flow of being now, you're cultivating love and respect for yourself. And that's important. You could say we give love and respect to people outside of us, but when it comes to us, sometimes, can't do that. That doesn't feel good. It makes my stomach queasy. It makes me feel very uncomfortable with my thoughts and feelings. And since you could say this is, you're cultivating this love and respect, you're opening your heart. And you could say you are the light that shines in the darkness when your heart is open. No matter what is happening, when you're in this, when you're creating this natural flow in your life, you become the light here. You might stop something before it starts, something bad, because you walked into a room and people saw something different of you and they got affected by you. How would you like to think about this? When you walk into a room, when you're in this, you could say this natural flow of being for you, you might have an effect on someone and maybe they're saying, I'm going to go rob a house next door, you know, or whatever. They're thinking bad, negative thoughts. And you walk into a room and all of a sudden they're peace. They have peaceful thoughts and they're not thinking about robbing the house next door or down the street or whatever. So you are, you could say the light shines in the darkness when you're in this space. And as you create this great pattern of you being in a natural flow of how you perceive your natural flow is, at times you got to leave the intellect behind, you know, cause the intellect can throw things into your, you could say within side of you that might disrupt the natural flow or trying to create that natural flow. And it's like you have to have intellect to survive in the world, but you could say with yourself, the intellect can bring you down. And just know that because the intellect might be telling you stories like, you want to do what? Are you sure you can do that? And you've never done that before. Some people call that the lower mind, but no, this is more intellectual because you start breaking it down and you start going, well, in order for me to achieve what I want to achieve here, I got to go A, B, and C. And then my intellect says, you can't do A and B because C won't work. Or you can do A, but B doesn't work. Well, how do you know until you start, until you try it? That's why I said, leave the intellect behind when you start going, creating, excuse me, the natural flow with inside of you. Connect with your feelings, you could say, to nature, to the universe that is around you. Connect to these natural feelings because when you start connecting to nature, to the beautiful stars at night, the sun during the day, guess what you're doing? You're opening up a whole new world for yourself. And it's, when I say connect, when you're hiking, let's say you're hiking on a beautiful beach, just connect to the beach. Just be in the moment. That's all you have to do. And then, when you're in that moment, all your feelings come together at one point and it brings you great joy. It brings you great love. The flow is about you hold a thought that there is nothing worth holding on to that keeps me from the peace and happiness away from me. Let me repeat that. The flow is about you holding on to thoughts that there is nothing worth holding on to that keeps me from peace and happiness. And peace and happiness, that's part of creating that natural flow, is creating peace and happiness. So what do you want to let go that takes away from you, from your peace and happiness? So think about that. And what do you want to add to you that's going to create more peace and happiness? Do you like the idea of having peace and happiness? Well, if you do, guess what? Start today. Start this moment. Be in joy. Be in love. Be in who you want to be. Celebrate who you are. When you're creating a natural flow in your life, you can celebrate who you are. And I don't mean in an egotistical manner, how great you are or how wonderful you are or whatever. This is all about you feeling better about yourself because you feel better about yourself. Then the next domino down is you feel better about the world around you. And the next domino down is you feel, no matter what is coming at you, negative or positive, you're just going to have it affect you in ways that will make you beautiful. And one of the comments in the chat room is, and let's see, don't be so hard on ourselves and each others. Remember, we are only human and we make mistakes. And amen to that, sister. I make my mistakes daily, and but I learn from my mistakes. But when I make them, I also don't let it bring me down. I also want to change it because I made a mistake. Do I have to be the critical part of me when to say, Jim, you really messed up here. You said the wrong thing and you made them mad at you or whatever. Well, if you made them mad, apologize to them and move on. You were saying something you needed to say. And it's also about, you say, creating a natural flow in your life is, communications. You say communication with what's around you, with the people around you, with the loved ones around you, with even the strangers around you. You could say communications is the key to creating this natural flow. And I would call it almost communion. Think about the word communion. That means you're communing with somebody. That means it's a more intimate way of communicating with someone. It's deep. It's personal. And you could say the communion with creation, our communion with yourself, which is because that divine energy runs through you all the time, whether you know it or not. So as you communicate with yourself, you're having communion with your divine self. You're having communion with yourself, and you communicate with your thoughts. You say through your thoughts and through your body. That's how we communicate in the world, through our thoughts and through our body. And there's another aspect here with this communication to the world, is that you are an infinite focus of consciousness. You are an infinite focus of consciousness. And as you attempt to speak, and you are attempting to have communion with all that is around you. And someone might say communion is communicating with creation, with God, with Source, etc. Yeah, but it's also about you communion. You say that communion with the people around you, to strangers, to coworkers, to close family members, to enemies. I know that's a weird one right there. To enemies. Do you want to go above that? Is this part of your growth, that awakening process, that you start communicating and having communion with enemies, the people you don't like? You know, you might consider this. Just give them a second chance. See what happens. And every aspect of your life that you live is what you have chosen for that experience, for that time, for this moment. So you have choices. You always have choices. That distinguishes one choice from another. And you are making your choices every day. And as you make these choices, what comes back to you? Is it beauty? Is it love? Is it appreciation? Is it people complimenting you for doing a good job? Or is it people saying you're trash, you're this, you're that, so forth and so on? Well, if it is, look at these people differently. What are you saying to these people that is erupting them to say these nasty things to you? Well, you might consider being less antagonistic, less wanting to cause a fight. And you say create balance within the world around you. And when you are communicating, you could say creating that natural flow in life, and you're communicating well, it comes back to you in many forms, many unspoken forms. Just know that. And let me say this. The choices that you are going, the choices that you are not going to, you could say not going to have, are not going to want to have, you probably know those already. But there's also, you could say, a very subliminal thing happening here. Things might slip out of your mouth, and therefore you said the wrong thing, inserting foot or hand in mouth. Well, if you do, someone who is creating that natural flow of life, well, it's an easy thing. You just apologize. You just change everything by just saying, I said the wrong thing and I apologize, and let's go on with this conversation. We don't need to fight about it. Let's talk about it. Let's be reasonable about it. So it's time to change your experiences to what you want to have in your life, as opposed to having, you could say, that negative influence, that negative aspect of who you are, be the leader. Let the positive aspect be the leader, because when you're trying to create that natural flow, what I've noticed is the negative aspects of who I am are people that I know that are in this process of changing. Well, their lives, it's like they're different people at times, and that's good. So you could say it's time for them to change their experiences of what they want to have in life, and this is a way that you could say creating a natural flow. You have a choice. And if you keep on having the same behavior and getting the same response, which is negative, it's time to go somewhere else. It's like the old adage. If you keep on doing the same thing and there's no changes, then what's the time? You're wasting your time, the money, the aspect of who you are. And here you are making a choice that you want experiences that bring you back into the natural flow of your, you could say, that inner beauty of who you are. And being in this natural flow, this natural way of being, is about releasing the bonds that hold you back from your creation in this world. Because it goes back to trust. Can you trust that you have this great idea and put it out in the world that's going to be successful? Well, just trust that it will be. And most likely it will be. It may not work as well as you'd like, and you might have to tweak some ideas, but by you creating this natural flow inside of you, you're going to have a better idea of how to do it and how to be successful. But I have a break. I'll be back in 5 minutes. So until then, peace and love. That's all there is. See you in five.
Listening to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Are you a psychic? Not psychic, but a psychic. A psychic can be an astrologer, a numerologist, a tarot reader, or someone that has a rapport in the angelic realm. It's someone who can bypass the getting to know you phase and jump right into the I see you phase. At 12listen.com, We're looking for psychics with more than 3 years professional experience and who know and understand the 1-2 family values. And we're always changing. We can do readings from the phone, chat room, email, and soon, video. And let's not forget about the 1-2 radio and 1-2 academy venues. Being a professional psychic is hard work, and we'd like to make it a little easier for you. You want to find out more? Write us. 12HR@12listen.com. And this is Mark Husson, reminding you that whatever you choose, choose happiness first.
Fall is in the air and kids are back in school. Are you feeling the urge to learn something new? The classes on 1-2 Academy are just the thing to expand your mind and make your heart sing. Check out what's available and pick one to try. You take them over the phone, so it's easy as pie. The classes are all recorded, so don't worry about timing. Too bad there's not one that teaches rhyming. 12academy.com. Learn something new and have some fun.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 1-2 Listen Advisor. I know the world's a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
Hola. This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
This is Christy Brower, 1-2 Listen Advisor, host of Kindred Spirits, and co-host of the Psychic Sisters. Right now, we are experiencing growing pains as a collective. Change happens in fits and starts. Sometimes it is beautiful and profound, and sometimes it is messy and ugly. We have to remember that we must reveal the darkness in order to bring it into the light. There is hope in this time of great change. It is in the hearts of all of us who know without a doubt that we are bigger than this. We all matter, and in the long run, love always wins.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Welcome back. Welcome back, all of you, to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Colmar, and you are on 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is you could say creating the natural flow, creating a natural flow, creating a natural way of being for you as opposed to fighting it. And, but before I start this, I'd like to mention that I'm a 1-2 Listen advisor. That's 1-2listen.com on the psychic and a medium. And, so I'm available on 1-2listen.com for readings. Also, check me out on jimcolmar.com or remoteenergytherapy.com. That's, you can keep up to date on what I'm doing and what I'm about and everything else. So please check me out on either go to jimcolmar.com or go to remoteenergytherapy.com. So thank you. Thank you for that. And I'm going to get back on the topic here. This half of the show, I will be taking phone calls so we can talk about you creating your natural flow or whatever you need to talk about here. So I end it with a statement of you being in the flow releases the bonds that hold you back from you creating what you want in this beautiful world of ours. And as you choose to approach things differently in life, there's a tendency for all the parts of your life to change. So you change one thing and other parts start to change. So the question is, which voice do you want to listen to? The ego, that small mind, or the higher state of being, the higher consciousness, that divine self that runs through you? And being in the flow is about you creating a peace of mind. It's about you creating a loving aspect for you to express your positive thoughts and feelings. Like, you know, think of this as a natural way of being as opposed to an unnatural way. And remember, as far as you go, yeah, I just lost my train of thought there. Let me start over again. So let me start with this thought again. By you being in that natural way, that natural creative way for you to create what you want, you're creating peace of mind. You're creating more loving aspects so you can have a more positive effect on the world. And when you have a more positive effect on the world, the tendency is that positivity reigns all over you. And to quote The Who, there's a song that they wrote. I think it was from Quadrophenia. Love Rain on Me. So think about that song, Love Rain on Me. And by you allowing that natural flow, that natural creative aspect of you to be who you want to be, you're letting love rain on you inside and out. And remember, you are forever. And what I mean by forever is in this present life, in this moment, you're in this physical body. But when that body is ready to make its departure, you're ready to make your leave in this world temporarily, you go on forever. So you're bringing all these things to you. And yes, thank you, thank you. Let go, let God. Nice, nice. This is, I got this out of the chat room. Let go, let God. Thank you for that one, Lynn Ann. I appreciate that. And so you are forever. Once that soul of yours is created, you can go on for eternity. And like I said, as you change, as you put out the good things out in the world, it comes back to you a thousandfold because internally your conscious state is starting to change. Internally, thoughts like the old way of being is no longer possible or plausible because it doesn't satisfy you. It's dissatisfying for you. It's like every time that you have an experience that you have, you could say you have a sense of wholeness. Every time you have an experience when you're creating the natural flow with inside of you, there's a sense of wholeness, a sense of oneness. And wholeness is you could say, with all that is around you and that is a part of you. So you're creating a oneness with yourself and oneness with others. And do you like that idea, being one? We are one with each other, but our lack of being in the flow, our most of us maybe are in our ego mind, so therefore we are separate from everybody. Therefore, you're a big pain in the butt, so therefore I'm not going to talk to you. And as you create this flow in life, you become your own master. No one can tell you what to do. They can't tell you what to do now. But what I mean is all those answers that you've been looking for when you're in this creative natural flow, it's a part of you. You could say you're creating perfect peace, joy. You are in communion with all of creation. You are in constant communication with all of creation here. And remember, what is now a part of your life? It's what you chose. And I said that the first half of the show is what you're experiencing now is your choice. And because of that, what you're experiencing now is your choice. You just started changing everything. In a moment's notice, everything was changed when you decided that I would rather be in a space of joy, peace, and love with myself, as opposed to disruption, anger, cantankerous feelings, emotions that doesn't do me well, or an emotion or emotions for that matter. And it's also, it's about you. And if you say you having, if you, let's say example, if you have strong needs, that means I need to do something about it. And if you need, if this need is expressing something that is lacking inside of you, well, that's not creating the flow inside of you. That is, you could say, the anti-flow. You're swimming upstream against the current, and you're only going to get tired, and you're only going to get slapped in the face by the water. And when you are in this natural way of being, this creative natural way of being, all your needs are taken care of automatically for you, because you're not in fear that there's not going to be enough of this or enough of that. When you're in that creative flow, that natural part of you will come out and say, you may not have it now, but in 5 minutes, it's going to materialize in your hand. Or you open up the mailbox and you're saying, well, I need money this month and there's not enough. And you open the mailbox and there's a $5,000 check in the mailbox. That's what I mean. When you're in this state, this natural creative way of being, the universe, if you ask for it, the universe comes in and helps you. You're a part of this natural way of being of the universe, so therefore, the universe helps you. When you're swinging against the current, that's not a natural way of being. All you get is frustrated. You might get bruised. You might get your ego hurt. You might whatever. It doesn't matter. And when you're the master of your own life, you are literally and you are literally creating what you want, the way your life should be, the way you want it to be, the way it was meant to be. And up to that point, you're going to say, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be for me because all it brings is disruption. Well, all of a sudden you change a few thoughts. All of a sudden you start connecting to your higher self. All of a sudden you start trusting you as an individual. All of a sudden you start having a sense of love, a sense of harmony, a sense of being with yourself and a sense of being with creation that's around you and the people that are around you. This is the natural way of being. This is what I'm talking about, being in that natural flow. So here you are. I need something. I need to find something. So you start looking for something and you start focusing on things. Focus on things that are going to bring you what you want. And forget about the other ones because maybe they didn't work in the first place, but you're still focused on them. Let them go. You know, you are becoming your own master. You are your own person now. And this is good. You know, it's good to practice this success every day. Every chance you have, practice this success. Every day you change your life around you, your life changes. Every day you start letting go of things that kept you from being who you want to be, you become who you want to be. And this is you being in that creative, natural way, that natural flow. And so here you are going, well, I used to say to myself that I was worthless, but that's not true. Now I'm worth everything and more. And now here you are creating something that is good, that is positive for you and others, because when it's positive for you, it flows out of you. You could say, outside, it starts inside of you and you express it outwardly. Therefore, you're having positive effects on people around you. You're creating, you could say, in your universe, you're creating something that is incredible for you and the people that are in your universe. And by doing this, by you taking an inventory and say, that's really kept me down. I don't need that. This is one way of releasing your fears. And being in that natural creative flow is letting go of the fears that hold you back, that paralyze you, that doesn't allow you to be great as you want to be. And I mean great for yourself, because when you're great for yourself, you're great for others. And think about this as you start changing and you start creating this great successes. You're letting go of resistance. And what is resistance? Fear. So as you start creating great successes in your life, you're letting go of the resistance, and resistance is fear. Resistance is, I'll never succeed. God, my cousin, my neighbor said I was a total jerk when I was growing up, so that's what you believe. Well, you start changing that. I'm a loving, caring, strong human being that has choices that can create wonderful things in this world for me and the people around me. And guess what? When you start affecting the people around you, they have an effect on the people around them. So you are creating something far beyond your imagination. By you creating that creation of you being in the natural flow of who you are, it goes far beyond you. And it might be the old saying, 6 degrees of separation, the movie. Well, that's, you could say, how many people that you can affect. There might be 30 degrees of separation when you get in this state. You might have an effect on 30 different people. And when you have an effect on 30 different people, they have an effect on hundreds of people. So what you're doing is you're doing wonders for yourself, but you're also doing wonders for the world, wonderful things for the world. And you always have choices, which is for you to choose. And this way, these old patterns are now being replaced by new ones because they don't serve you. Or maybe they never served you, but they were very habit-forming, so you just held on to them because it was a good way of being. So old patterns would be letting go of the things that brought you down. And creating new patterns would be being in a state of love. You could say creating that wisdom with inside of you. And also another way of being in creating this natural flow is for you to be in a state of forgiveness. Forgive those people who have done you wrong, who have said horrible things, nasty things to you. Because, you know, you're not really, you could say, are you forgiving those people that despise you or humiliate you or whatever? Well, when you forgive those people, you're actually forgiving yourself. So you could say their sting that they throw at you, the bee sting or whatever, is gone. The pain is gone. So when you forgive, you're forgiving them for being jerks, but you're forgiving yourself for allowing you to take those thoughts on and to rule your life. So therefore, you're changing it instantly. And forgiveness means to choose, to release, you could say, from another perception that you project upon onto others. That's all. You're just changing the way you feel about others when you forgive someone. And it's not like you have to go up to them and say, I forgive you. You just do it inside of you. And guess what? You could say that relationship that maybe you have angst with because he or she said something that was negative to you and you never forgiven them, you might become friends again. And it's not like you're looking for it. It's not like you're wanting it, but by being this way, you're changing the world around you. And you're friends again. And maybe your friend thinks of you as differently. Maybe he doesn't think of you as inferior. Maybe he thinks of you as superior now because he sees you differently, and therefore you are different. And it's also about, you could say, your consciousness becomes purer when you're in this, creating this natural way of being in your flow. You're creating a purer consciousness, a purer state of who you are. And one of the quotes on the chat room, change your thoughts, change your life. Yes, that's so correct on that one. And, you know, as your consciousness becomes purer, there's a, you could say you have a more positive effect on you and the others around you and the others around them, because maybe they, let's say it's a coworker and you guys don't get along, but you tolerate each other. All of a sudden you change your, you've forgiven him or her for whatever they did. And all of a sudden, they come up to you and they start talking to you like it's no big deal. Like we're never mad at each other because they get it. Everyone gets it. All you have to do is create this, like this natural way of being. And forgiveness is the essential key in healing. Healing. Healing yourself, healing your mind, healing your emotions, healing the world. And the opposite of that is judgment. Judgment creates separation and guilt. So when you throw a judgment at somebody and you really mean it, all you create is these negative effects, you know, the separation, the guilt. And, you know, we might be different people, different cultures, different colors, different ways of thinking. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we're all human beings. And it's good that we try to accomplish things in a positive way in this world. And, you know, getting in that judgment thing, you know, as you make judgments, you're creating separation and guilt. And as you judge others, you bring guilt to yourself. So when you're judging others, you're judging yourself. And you're just throwing that judgment out to the world because you feel inferior. You feel stupid. You feel whatever you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. But it's not a good feeling. And April here says, forgiveness is a part of being gentle with oneself and the world. Oh, very true. Thank you for that comment, April. That was beautiful. Well done. Well done. Well said. So if you're going to throw judgments out to people, out into the world, you might consider changing your mind. Throwing out the love, throwing out the positive things, throwing out the positive nature, because you're trying to create this natural way of you being in the flow for every day. You don't have to think about it because you're in this natural way of being now, this new way of being, and positive things come out. And so maybe someone comes up to you, a total stranger, and says something, and you're angry with them because they made you mad. Well, immediately forgive them. When you're in that natural way of being in the flow, your natural way of being in the flow, you can easily forgive them. And to quote a saying from Jesus here, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done. And a lot of people, you know, I really believe that statement is true to a lot of people in the world because they say these things and they don't realize what they're putting out there. So by you forgiving them immediately, you're not going to take that on. You're just going to go on about your day and you're going to feel really positive and you're not going to be affected by their crap, by their stuff. Because it's their stuff, not your stuff. You just choose to take it on. And by you saying, I forgive you, you release it immediately. And when you release that immediately, you're releasing other things that could be associated with what they said to you that you hold deep internally inside of you. And therefore, you're creating more of a natural flow, more of who you want to be, more of what you came here to be, to succeed. And as you forgive, you will not react as you did in the past. You might look at them and just listen. And you just say, you might say, well, I don't appreciate what you just said. But at the same time, inside you say, I forgive you. maybe, you know, you could say, I forgive you, you're an ignorant slob. Well, that's a judgment. So you just say, I forgive you. And forgiveness is a purification of the mind and the heart. And when you start purifying your thoughts and you say that heartfelt emotions, those heartfelt thoughts that you hold dearly to yourself, they become more powerful, more potent, and you become more powerful and more potent. You could say let's use this for an example. When you're in that state of mind, you could say you and Jesus Christ are one. If you think about what he did 2,000 plus years ago, he came here to make a difference in the world, and he did. Was he human? Of course he was. Did he have his flaws? Of course he was, because he was human. That was his path. His path was to be human, to make mistakes, and to get angry, to have sex, to have children, to, you know, what all humans do, to have that human experience. And so, like I said, forgiveness is bringing in a purification process to your mind and your heart. And this allows you to discover that you exist only as an extent of love. Now, how do you like that idea? When you start having that, you know, that creating a natural flow inside of you, and you start letting go of the things that used to really bother you, drive you crazy, make you angry, now you're allowing that to be a part of your natural state, that you're an extent of love in this world, that you can make a difference in this world. We all can make a difference, and we all make a difference every day. But by you being in this natural way, creating this natural flow inside of you, you are making changes beyond your imagination. You are making changes beyond what you can conceive of yourself. And as you start changing, you could say awakening inside, the concepts of who you were will start to change. Therefore, what you could become or can become can happen real fast, like the next day. Let's say you have a job that you don't like, but you know there's another position in another department in the same company that you'd love to have. And by you being in that natural, you know, that creative flow, that natural way of being, all of a sudden the HR department calls you up the next day and says, we need you to interview for this position. Please come down to so forth and so on. So there, see how powerful you can be by you being in this natural creative flow. And as you start changing the world, you're actually saving the world. And I'm not talking about saving. Well, I suppose you could be saving the world in many ways. Adults and children who need food to survive. And also, changing who you are and changing the thoughts of who you used to be to something that is great, something that is wonderful, something that is all encompassing. Forgiveness allows you to see with clarity. And when you project down to others with this clarity, guess what? You're not judging anybody. You're only sending out positive things, positive waves. But my show is over, and I can talk about this subject for another hour. If I had another hour or two, I could continue on. And I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my listening audience. I appreciate you beyond belief. And I want to send my gratitude and my love out to my audience, and thank you. And also, I'd like to mention that there's another show after me called Mole Mama with Diana Silva. It's a cooking show, but food is also a sensual experience. Food is also a holy experience. Food is also communing with people. So just know that. And also, I'm available on 1-2-listen.com as a psychic and an advisor. I'm a medium and a psychic. And please check me out on my website. That's remoteenergytherapy.com or jimcolmar.com. That'll keep you up with what I'm doing and what I'm capable of doing. And until next week, I'd like to say thank you. Have a great week ahead of you. And remember, despite what is going on inside of you and around you, there's only two things that are important: your peace and your love. Peace of mind and the love for yourself and the love for others. Until next week, have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Listening to 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world. Thank you.